The UCP government's decision to halt the approval of large-scale renewable energy projects in the province for at least 7 months has sparked a firestorm of debate on several fronts. Whether the fight will end up helping or harming landowners, businesses and the community at large in this region remains to be seen. What is known is that the long-term future of Alberta energy production is at stake. In announcing the pause on approvals, Minister of Affordability and Utilities Nathan Neudorf said, "This approach will provide future renewable investments with the certainty and clarity required for long-term development." Rural municipalities, including Mountain View County, have been calling on the province to form a long-term vision for the renewable sector, including reclamation and land use planning. Mountain View County applauds the province for protecting the financial future, understanding the importance of balancing land use planning principles, including the preservation of agricultural lands and the protection of the environment for all Albertans, said Reeve Angela Albers. Paul McLaughlin, president of the 69-member Rural Municipalities of Alberta, says the association is pleased with the approval pause. Rural municipalities cover roughly 85% of Alberta's land, and their voices must be included in the approval process for all renewable energy projects, he said. Nagwan Al-Gunayad, the official opposition energy critic, says the province is making a big mistake not moving forward with large-scale renewable energy projects. At a time when Albertans are facing both unprecedented wildfires and unprecedented electricity prices, Daniel Smith and the UCP have imposed a 7-month moratorium on renewables and blocked the construction of new low-cost, low-emission energy supply, she said. The federal government says renewable energy will need to provide a significant part of the nation's future power requirements, with all provinces needing to contribute accordingly. Alberta's moratorium on approval of large-scale renewable energy projects is a big step, but probably only the first shot in what promises to be a long and bitter fight. Dan Singleton is an editor with the Albertan.